I'm Joe Palca. G20 leaders agreed today to work together to avoid a humanitarian disaster in Afghanistan as the EU pledged a 1 billion euro aid package and host Italy stressed the need to maintain contacts with the Taliban. As the Islamist group held its first face-to-face talks with a U.S.-EU delegation in Qatar, U.S. President Joe Biden, Turkey's Recep Tayyip Erdogan, and India's Narendra Modi joined a virtual summit on the looming economic and humanitarian crises sparked by the Taliban's return to power. The European Union opened the talks by pledging €1 billion, that's $1.2 billion, including money for urgent humanitarian needs in Afghanistan's neighbors who were taking in Afghans fleeing the Taliban. The Prime Minister of Italy had been pushing for the group of 20 meetings since the August takeover of Afghanistan by the Taliban, insisting debate over solutions must go beyond the usual club of Western allies. Chinese President Xi Jinping and Russian President Vladimir Putin did not attend themselves, instead sending representatives, but Draghi insisted that they agreed on the need to help more. International aid has been blocked to Afghanistan since the Taliban returned to power following the withdrawal of U.S. and other international troops after 20 years of war. The country's assets held abroad have been frozen, while food prices and unemployment are rising, prompting warnings of a humanitarian disaster once winter arrives. The Taliban are in power in Afghanistan, but a new enemy is ascending in the country, Islamic State. There's been an uptick in IS attacks since the Taliban took over on August the 15th, most recently a deadly bombing of a mosque used by the Shiites. The most recently, the two militant groups have long been rivals. This is VOA News. A deadlock in the latest round of talks between India and China on their disputed border means that tens of thousands of Indian troops will hunker down for a second winter in sub-zero temperatures in the Himalayan mountains. The challenge of managing two contentious frontiers with rivals Pakistan and China comes at a time when the return of the Taliban in Afghanistan also could pose a security risk for the South Asian country, according to analysts. European Union officials have warned that the bloc is at risk of collapse unless it challenges a ruling by Poland's top court over the supremacy of EU law, which is seen as a central pillar of European integration. With more, Henry Ridgewell for VOA.
An estimated 100,000 people gathered in Warsaw Sunday to show support for Poland's EU membership. Among them was Donald Tusk, the former president of the European Council and now leader of the opposition party Civic Platform.
What is it that brought us all here today? A pseudo court of justice, a group of masqueraders in judicial robes, by order of the party's leader, in violation of the constitution, decided to take Poland out of the EU.
The protests were triggered after judges in Poland's highest court last week ruled that the national constitution had primacy over European Union law.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. That was Henry Ridgewell reporting. The U.S. National Hurricane Center says Hurricane Pamela has formed in the Pacific Ocean off the coast of the Baja California-Mexico Peninsula. The storm system is expected to be close to major hurricane strength by tomorrow. People over the age of 60 without heart disease should not take low-dose aspirin daily to prevent a first stroke or heart attack, according to an independent panel of U.S. health experts. In a draft of new guidelines released today, the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force said bleeding risks caused by aspirin outweigh any other potential benefits. And apparently, it's official and being reported in major metropolitan newspapers throughout the U.S. and the world, for that matter. Although the Daily Planet has yet to weigh in. The son of Lois and Clark Kent, many of you perhaps didn't even know they were married, at least one newscaster didn't. The son is Jonathan, and he will come out as a bisexual in the DC comic book Superman, Son of Kal-El, number 5, which is due to be released in the upcoming weeks. Jonathan Kent's love interest will be Jeff Nakamura, a reporter who apparently also will have special powers. Via remote, Joe Palca, VOA News.
The hits, only the voice of America.